deep into that darkness peering. Long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. Edgar Allan Poe. It's been said that when you're about to die, your life flashes before you. Good and bad alike are shown, and nothing is hidden. Like so many other ponies, I dismissed it as wishful thinking, nothing more than a literary device for books and movies. Now, however, I'm not so sure, because as the needles descend towards my forehead, I realize that I probably won't survive this. Fear makes me tremble, but the cuffs around my limbs hold me in place, unable to move as the mechanical arm descends, the needles glittering in the glare of the lights above the table. I try to be brave, to be defiant in the face of pain, to deny panic and not let it take control, but it's so very hard. Before panic comes fear, and that fear momentarily takes hold. I instinctively buck, but the cuffs are too strong to break. I can't even move my head, for the braces screwed into it keep me completely immobile. It has to, lest the machine makes a mistake and destroy my brain. I struggle, but I can't break free. I can't run away. I can't call for help. I can't do anything but watch as the needles get closer, closer, ever closer. Then they hit. The thick needles go through skin, muscle, and bone. I bite down as the plungers come down with a soft hiss, a cocktail of chemicals being pumped into me. With no pain receptors, my brain can't feel the pain, but I do feel the thick goop sloshing just under my skull, moving, spreading, growing. The needles are yanked free, and I sweat, but the pain is nothing compared to the fear. The needles were nothing. What's coming is even worse. Above, the needles retract, and the mechanical arm moves away. In its place, a new arm comes down, and at its tip is a small, circular saw. It starts to spin, sounding like the dentist's drill, only far more powerful, and far louder, and it's coming for me. I sweat, I shake, I try to hold back the fear, and I fail. Oh, Celestia, please not that. I don't want this. Make it stop. Make it stop. Fear flees, and panic takes over. Rational thought and logic is replaced with animal instinct, and my body thrashes, adrenaline giving my limbs and muscles strength. I hear the screws on the cuffs creaking as every muscle in my body reaches its limit, and then goes past it as I try to fight to get away. But it's not enough. The cuffs are too strong, and the braces are screwed in too tightly. There's nowhere to run, and no way to escape. The drill descends. I try to twist my head, but the clamps hold me in place like an obscene lover. But for all its strength, it can't force me to watch. I squeeze my eyes shut. Perhaps it's the old childhood instinct of hiding in the dark, believing the monsters can't get you when you're under the covers of your warm bed. But all the darkness in the world can't protect me as the drill hits my head and begins to cut, taking its time, in no hurry to finish the job, ignoring the pain of the one it operates on. Oh, Celestia, it hurts. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts. I scream and scream and scream. I keep my eyes closed, not wanting to watch. The pain is unbearable, but it is, mercifully, brief. My body and mind, my soul, can't take it anymore. My brain shuts down, no longer wanting to bear witness to this nightmare. Things go dark. Sounds fade away, and the pain dims, but I still feel the blood, and the weakness, and the sensation of fading away into nothingness. The realization hits me. This is it. Through the fear, and before oblivion, a single thought breaks through, perhaps the last one I will ever have. How did it come to this?